Welcome to episode 4 of The Unconventional Polyglot. I'm Will, and in this episode, I'm going to outline what I call the Unconventional Polyglot Multiple Language Acquisition Method for learning multiple languages. So I hope you enjoy this episode, so let's get started. This is The Unconventional Polyglot, a podcast that explores languages and language learning from someone who has followed and also broken many of the conventional rules for how to learn languages. I'm your host, Will, and language learning is my passion. All right, so the unconventional polyglot multiple language acquisition method has two closely related components to it. One is the concept of primary versus secondary target languages that I introduced in episode 3 of this podcast. And the other aspect is the breakdown of language acquisition into two stages, an input acquisition stage and a second stage that's a combination of output and intense active input. So first of all, I want to address the two classifications of target languages. So as I mentioned in the previous episode, I like to break down the languages that I'm learning into primary and secondary target languages. So primary target languages are languages that I spend a considerable amount of time on each day, maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, maybe even 2.5 hours if I really go crazy. And in that time, I will typically try to address each of the four key aspects of language learning: reading, listening, writing, and speaking to the extent that I can each day. So definitely more intense learning. Whereas with the secondary target languages, I will typically spend 5, 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes at most on each of these languages. And the main goal each day for secondary target languages is to either just learn a little bit each day, and I do this mainly through apps, but just learn a little bit each day, or reinforce with, you know, just some app exercises or flashcards or whatever. Just try to reinforce the stuff that you have learned to try to hold on to it. So in a sense, for me, the secondary target languages are kind of in a holding pattern. So I'm trying to nourish them a little bit and not forget what I've learned. Because I really, if you put all the time together, I have spent a considerable amount of time on a lot of these secondary target languages, and they're all kind of waiting to become primary target languages later in the future. One last little thing about primary versus secondary. I would generally recommend not having more than 2 primary target languages at a time, especially if you're not an experienced language learner. I currently have 4 primary target languages: Spanish, French, Portuguese, and Italian. But the reason for that is because I, you know, in a crazy state of mind, set a goal at the beginning of this year to try to get as close as I can to conversational fluency in each of these 4 languages this year, 2021. And at the beginning of the year, I was somewhere in the intermediate range in each of these languages, so it wasn't like I was starting from scratch. But I have put in a very considerable amount of time with each of these languages this year. But in the future, I only plan to ever have 2 primary target languages at once. Okay, now moving on to the 2 different stages. So the way my language learning has progressed is that for each of the languages that I have been learning, I started out with the input acquisition stage, the first stage of language learning, where you're trying to learn things, whether it's through apps or textbooks or videos, whatever it happens to be. There are a lot of resources out there more than ever before. So input acquisition is fairly easy to a certain point. And this is the stage that I undergo for all of my secondary target languages. So for me, the end of the first stage, the input acquisition stage, is essentially when you get to the point where you want to take things to the next level, when you want to take your language learning to the next level for a particular language. And that means an increase in the amount of time that you are spending on the language. That means starting to interact with others, whether it's native speakers or other people learning the same language, or talking to teachers or tutors in the target language. So once you are ready to actually engage with other people and significantly increase the amount of time that you're spending on a language, then you are entering into the second stage of language learning, what I refer to as the output and intense active input stage. So you're beginning to produce, i.e. speak and write in the target language, but also you are definitely spending considerable amount of time listening, reading. You know, you're still getting a lot of input, and probably a lot more input than you would have gotten in the first stage. So the time spent on each of these stages is going to depend on a couple of key factors. One is how much time you have available each day to spend on language learning. If you only have an hour, say, then you may very well start off with 2, 3, 4 languages and have all those languages in stage one, let's say, and then at some point, maybe you want to move one of those languages into stage two. And if you do that, again, assuming you just have an hour, maybe you end up spending like 30 to 40 minutes on that one target language, and then maybe 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes on each of the other languages. So progress is not going to come very rapidly if you only have an hour a day, but you can absolutely still make significant progress over time. It does require some degree of patience, but the long-term benefit is incredible. So as far as I'm concerned, it's absolutely worth it in the end to take it upon yourself, the challenge of learning languages, even if it's just one. I mainly focus on learning multiple languages, but there's nothing at all wrong with just learning one language at a time. So the time spent on each stage is going to depend on how much time you have each day. And it's also going to depend on what your comfort level is as far as engaging with other people. Some people like to start speaking to others as soon as possible. That's not me. I'm much more introverted. I like to learn a considerable amount so that I am sure that I have things that I can talk about before I start talking to other people. But it's going to depend on your personality. So how comfortable you are talking to others. So some people, it'll be very quickly. Others, it may take a long, long time. For me, honestly, I did not speak to anybody in any of my target languages until over 2 years after I had started my current journey of language learning. So there's a couple of key factors to take into account there as far as how long these stages are going to take. So hopefully this has been useful for you. Hopefully it's given you some ideas that you can use. This is absolutely the structure that I utilize and have developed for myself over the last 3.5 years. So I absolutely plan to continue moving new languages each year into the second stage, you know, into from primary target languages to secondary target languages. My goal is to do that for 2 languages every year up to a certain point. Once I get to Japanese or Hebrew or Russian, perhaps the timeline may very well have to be adjusted, but That's my goal anyway. So I wish you the best of luck in setting your own goals. Hopefully this episode and this podcast in general is giving you a lot of ideas and a lot of motivation, I hope, for embarking or continuing on your own language learning journey. So I will close out this episode, and I hope you will stick around for future episodes. I have a lot more ideas planned for the near future, and you can contact me at unconventionalpolyglot@gmail.com to email me any comments, questions you might have. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next time.